This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome once again to the Hour One Nugget. We come to part 39 of the Peace of the Father. And we're looking in Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 15 today. We're looking at verses from 12 through to 16, and I'm going to go back to verse 12 because I'm going to split that up, and I'm going to bring you quite a few parts to that particular verse because it is so powerful and it needs plenty of time spent on it. But today we're at verse 15, and it says this: "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." That again is a massive verse. You could skip over that, and I say this quite often. As you read scripture, you could just skip over that verse and go on to the next one. Let the message about Christ in it, all its richness, blah, 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 etc. And you could miss so much. It's the words that Paul uses. It's the way he phrases things, certainly in this version, and that is why I love this version so much. "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts." Oh, Lord. I love that so much. I really love that so much. Let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. And it's the word rule, I think, that I desperately want you to see. When we are ruled over, doesn't happen so much in the United Kingdom because we don't have a ruling monarch. But years ago, there was a ruling monarch, and what the monarch said, you did. You had no choice. And what Paul is trying to say here is that is what has got to happen in our hearts. We have to allow the peace that comes from Christ to rule in our hearts. It has to be paramount. It has to be the number one. It has to be up there. We've got no choice, because if we don't allow the peace of God to rule in our hearts, then something else is ruling in our hearts, and it's not the peace of God. As we allow the peace of God to take control of our hearts, what happens is everything else disappears. All of those wants and desires, all of those carnal things that we need so desperately, or at least we think we need so desperately, they disappear into significance, into insignificance, because they form no part of our lives anymore. And that's because the peace of God is ruling over us. You see, Paul is assuming that you have the Spirit of God living inside you when he writes this letter, because he's writing to the church in Colossus, and all of those people in that church have a commitment to Almighty God, and that's why he writes in this way. And that's why I speak to you in this way, because I believe in my heart of hearts that you have a commitment and have made a commitment to Almighty God. It may have slipped away. You know, I had an email from someone only the other day who was thanking me and saying to me, "Thank you so much, because my heart had grown cold toward God. I had disappeared away from God. And then I heard your words." Because at that specific time, that chap put on Worship Radio 247, and God was speaking to him through these words. And I am so ever grateful. That is what this is all about. Us strengthening each other. You know, when you go to church, if you go to a church every Sunday and you sit there and you listen to the preacher preach and you listen to the worship team and you stand up and sing some songs and then you go home and you don't speak to anyone, no one knows you, you sit in the corner all on your own, no one knows who you are, your life is going to go nowhere. Because although you're listening to the minister, although you're singing some of the songs, nothing is impacting you because you have no interaction with anyone else. You don't have a chat with someone. You don't get to know someone. So that person that you're going to get to know isn't there to strengthen you. You need sometimes people to strengthen you in your life. I have a team of people headed by Mags. And Mags knows instantly if there's something wrong with me spiritually. She knows instantly, and she'll deal with it straight away. I know instantly when friends of mine, there's something wrong with them. I know straight away. You might meet them in church and say to them, "How are you doing?" And they say, "Oh, we're doing fine. Well, we're doing great." And you can see through it straight away. And if you're bold enough, like I am, I'm always bold enough. Okay, now tell me the truth. How are you really feeling? And an interaction happens. And I'm there to strengthen them. They're there to strengthen me. That's what it's all about. That is why Paul is mentioning as members of one body. Okay, let's put it this way. So you're that person who sits in the corner and doesn't say anything to anyone and just goes home. It's more about them as well as you, because they should be coming to you. They should be coming to you and saying, "Hi, how are you doing? I've not spoken to you before and I really want to speak to you and get to know you." That's what's supposed to happen. So you're part of one body and you're the arm and you don't do anything. Your arm just sits there, doesn't move. What good is that? The left arm is just hanging down and doing nothing at all. The big toe is saying, "No, I'm not going to do anything today. That's it, I've had enough." We're members of one body and we've all got to interact together. All of us together have got to be together and strengthen each other. And moreover, when peace is not ruling in our hearts, perhaps our friend can say, "This is the time we should pray, because peace should be ruling in your heart. You shouldn't be in anger. You shouldn't be cross. You shouldn't be unforgiving. You shouldn't be any of those things. That should be no part of you now. And I'm here to talk to you, and I'm here to help you." That's what friends are for, beloved. And I know the words I'm saying right now are having an impact in your life. I know they are. I can sense it. As I am speaking, I'm getting more and more passionate because I know what I'm saying is hitting a mark today. And you're thinking, "Oh my word. This isn't condemnation. This is conviction. This isn't putting you down. This is saying this is how it's supposed to be. And that is what God wants. And that's why he's bringing you this message. This message of salvation. This message of the peace that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ ruling in your heart. Because you are a member of one body, not five bodies, not 25 bodies, not 163 bodies. You're members of one body, the body of Christ. And Paul goes on to say, for as members of one body, you are what? You are called to live in peace. I'll give you another scenario. Let's just say that right now this message is impacting you that much, and I know it is, but let's just say that this message is impacting you that much that you think you're right. You're so right. I am called to live in peace and I'm not living in peace. It's got to stop. I want to live in peace. I want to have that peace ruling over my heart. You make that decision. And because of that, your life changes. And it will. Because if you make a decision that you're going to allow your heart to be ruled by peace, then you will be living in peace. And guess what? People around you are going to notice immediately. It's not going to take them 2 seconds. They're going to see a complete difference in your life. And they're going to say, what's going on with you? What's happened with you? And you're going to say, from now on, my heart will be ruled by peace and nothing else. And when the conflict comes, because it will, immediately you've made that decision to have your heart ruled in peace, there will be conflict, because that is the enemy's strategy. He's going to try and take that peace away from you immediately. And he will say this, he will cause some sort of a confrontation, some sort of conflict. And when that happens, you say these words, silence, be still. That's it. That's all you say. Silence, be still. And the conflict is gone. You allow your heart to be ruled in peace, and people are going to notice so quickly. And it is going to change not only your life, but their lives too, because they're going to see it and say, I want that. I want that so badly. Oh, let my life be ruled by peace. Let my heart be ruled by peace in the name of Yeshua. And guess what? The verse doesn't stop there. And Paul says this, and always be thankful. Always be thankful, all the time giving thanks to Almighty God, not asking Him for stuff, not giving Him a great big shopping list, but being thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that my heart now is ruled in peace. Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed me in this way. Thank you, Lord, you have given me this group of friends that you've given me. Thank you, Jesus, that you continue to bless me. Thank you, Father, that the disease that I have at the moment is going to be healed. And I thank you in advance that that is going to happen. Thank you, Jesus, that the job I don't have now, I will have because I trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Always being thankful. That is the way it happens. That is how we can keep our hearts on fire for Almighty God. Because He is our King of Kings. He is our Lord of Lords. He is our everything, the number one priority in our lives. And we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're being spiritual and being truthful when we worship you, Father. Thank you for allowing us to worship you. Oh, yeah. This is what I want you to say right now. Say this with me now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, let your peace rule over my heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, I know it's happening. I sense it. Give thanks to him. Just say thank you to him for what he's done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.